It's a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Sure it is.
That's the island greeting. Hey everyone, I am Lilo.
And I am Black Santa.
Why wouldn't you just be Stitch, bitch, and like make, like.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm Black Santa because it's airing on Christmas.
Okay, well, this is the read. Christmas special.
You just got so violently angry with me.
Jesus.
You just got so pissed that I'm
born on this day.
Manger.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so for the Christmas episode, the red and green experiment.
Lord.
We have our friends with us. So happy to have you here once again, Dustin and Asante, before we, you know, do this vacation shit. So, hey y'all, you can, I guess, introduce yourselves. Like, these niggas don't know you. I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Hit them with the.
Okay.
Hit them with the. Hey y'all, it's me, Asante. Hey Asante. I don't know why I just said hey to myself.
Because your name is Hey Asante.
Oh, right. See, my whole thing is Hey Asante. You be knowing.
I be knowing.
See, that was a full circle moment. We just brought it back around because, you know, it's been a full year. You know, me coming full circle into our full selves. You feel me?
Because I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are so
hey,
stupid.
Bitches. I'm here to kick key. And here go my BFF 4L.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? This your boy, Dustin Ross. Dustin Ross said. And I'm back like a pain. Back pain.
Wow. Okay.
I'm back like a menstrual cycle in this motherfucker.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm back.
You're back like a menstrual cycle.
I'm back like cramps. I'm back. That's right. I'm back like the sequel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All
right.
I'm back like season two. You know what I'm saying?
What else? What else?
No, not shit else.
I'm back.
Wait, why are you talking about what else? Like, what is wrong with you?
I'm back.
Like, you're encouraging
like
this.
The shift gear that got an R on it. Make you go back. It felt like that motherfucker.
See, this is like, what like you reverse. Did.
This is
what
Asante's
you part. Did.
Actually, I didn't start it. I just kept it going.
So we don't. We're not doing a show.
Y'all fucking up somebody's Christmas.
Before we bring it back.
We're not really doing like a typical ho, show ho, this ho. Week. We don't have any hot topics. I'm sure that Chris Brown and Karrueche are probably back together by now. And let's see what else. So, Beyonce and Blue Ivy slayed someone else's lives and hurt someone's feelings. I'm also guessing that a rapper probably went to jail.
Kourtney Kardashian is probably a grandmother. Just birthing and birthing and birthing and birthing.
I hate you.
But we're just going to
not at all.
Have a good time here and just talk about whatever. It's Christmas and we're just going to bullshit and have holiday fun. So who watched Love and Hip Hop New York?
I did. You know what I'm saying?
Not you couldn't even get it all the way out.
I didn't watch it, but I watched the extended preview of it. And I just want to say that it's very ballsy to assume that anybody, like, to buy this season. Like, we really, who's on there that we give a shit about?
I actually have not paid any attention to this. I'm proud to say that I have actually left one of the franchises alone.
Thank God. I'm definitely not going to watch it. I have no interest in anybody.
Well, that's the one lie. Joe Budden is on, right?
He used to be. He gone. Okay.
He's not on there anymore now.
He
okay.
Gone.
So
all I know is that girl from last season that took
Black the Butterfly.
Girls. Yeah. She pregnant with the fake Stevie J's baby or
okay,
something.
No.
And
no.
So I said I would not be watching
and
this.
And Erica Mena is like transitioning out of her lesbian life. Into her,
right.
You know, like Mike lifestyle.
I don't have time for none of that.
It's just a whole. And then, like, Large Marge. Who is that other lady?
The one,
like,
the lady that looks like Clive Davis.
Tell us, Large Marge sent you.
Pee Wee Herman.
Like, who the fuck? Where
the
did she
lady,
come
the
from?
Lady that look, the lady that looks like Clive Davis.
Like, yeah.
Okay, don't even.
Yeah, her name. What was her? What is her name?
Monroe. With, like, Robin's haircut.
Something Monroe. What's
that's
her name?
How much we don't care about any of these people.
Chrissy. Because I remember thinking, like, it's only one fucking Chrissy I know on Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
But it didn't look nothing like her.
She's saying that she was like a madam, and Erica Mena used to sell pussy for her.
Did you hear what Erica Mena told her?
She says, what did she say? Now you're just talking out your ass.
It hit her. But then she told that bitch, you lie. She said, bitch, if you would have been selling, you wouldn't be nowhere near as broke as your ass is today if you were telling my motherfucking pussy. That's what she told her. And the lady was humiliated. It like totally refuted her whole claim at being like a boss. You know what I'm saying? She said, bitch, if you were selling my pussy, you wouldn't be broke like your ass is today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I see now why I don't watch this show.
Yeah.
But that's a really good read. I might have to choose this.
That was a good read. What about sorority sisters?
Man, hell no.
You know what? Let me just say this. I kept hearing about this shit, and I randomly watched it because it was on Mr. World Premiere. Shout out. And that shit looks like it's gonna be terrible. Like, let me just say, it is going, like, trash. Like, it's literally just girls from other
shows. No worse than all the other shows, though.
Right.
Yeah, but it's it actually is worse than the other shows, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Because it's all these black women arguing with each other.
Not for me. I'm not even gonna go where y'all think I'm gonna go with this.
Why is it? Where
I really wanna go, but I'm not going to.
I know you're not gonna do that.
But, like, they all had terrible names. It was a girl named Promika, a girl named Prayikita, or something like
really bad. Just I don't remember their
name. Montes, well. Like just dumbass, fucked up names. Like every last one
like
of them.
There wasn't like a Monica.
And then, so your name is already completely just obscure. And then you come on half your head, and please. Stop cutting half your hair off, y'all. Okay, stop cutting half your hair off.
I thought that trend was over.
All the way over to the side,
and she's the one that be
fucking waterfall.
And she's the one that thinks she's like the. Well, I don't even know what character she thinks she is right now. She's just doing a whole lot.
She's the pits, man.
She's like quad leaves.
Right. She's like a mix of all like them big personalities, but it's like it's too much. It's the first episode, girl.
I can't believe that names is your biggest problem.
Hey, Miss Lucy.
It makes the whole thing just hard to tolerate. Okay. It's horrible.
All right.
Well, they're getting that shit the fuck up out of here, so.
Yeah, it's not going to last long.
I don't think so.
I don't want to see how my sister's like.
It doesn't even really look very interesting.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, not in this sense, because they're all doing this whole thing about like sisterhood, but then they're all like shading each other, sororities.
Like the Braxtons.
And then there's the one white girl in the sorority who.
But she's not white.
Yo, she a white Delta, man.
She's not white? I thought she was
white. She
white.
She kept saying, she I don't like, or I don't appreciate. Well, in the preview that I saw, that's what she said. I don't like being called white.
Okay, well,
she's probably
Manila,
like,
bitch.
Okay. I don't think.
Wait, I don't know if that's what we.
I don't know if that's what she meant.
Oh, well.
As
we'll clear it up.
Regardless. Irregardless.
You know, I think
situation.
What you're saying and what the one problem that I really do have with it, because I don't really give a shit about. Like, no shade, I'm not Greek, so I don't feel
it's not personal
that,
for you.
Right, it's not personal for me, but I don't appreciate the bullshit being masked in sisterhood. Like, that's not what it's about here
that's
for anybody.
That's why all them bitches mad.
Right, me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't put a cherry on top of this pile of shit and say it's Dairy Queen.
Because that shit is crazy.
I don't, you know.
Yes, why not?
Which is very well. No,
it'll just
stop.
Go to die with like Atlanta X's or whatever.
Oh my God.
Man. Can we talk about. Let me stop.
I never saw a whole episode of Atlanta X's, so.
Do it.
Say it, man.
Ooh, just can we talk about how fucking terrible Hollywood Divas was?
Ooh.
Like the whole fucking.
Because I
thing.
Loved it.
It was. Great.
Yeah.
But it was awful.
It was terrible.
It was so, like, it could have been so much. I feel like a lot of those women were set up.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Why did no one ever say, hey, Paula, you look like a cadaver? Someone come. Let's have someone come and do something to your face because
but
you look like
face
a corpse.
Reset.
Remember,
she looked like one of them Tim Burton characters. Like where they draw their sticks to mouth.
Like a night
that's
before
exactly,
Christmas.
Yes, that's exactly what Paula J. Parker
a night like Jack Skellington.
I tweeted that her teeth looked like Solange's wedding picture.
They do.
Like the white thing in and out.
Okay. I don't.
Man, fuck Paula J. Parker. Now, the show was good. Carlos King, shout out to him. He did an excellent job producing the show. Okay. You know what I mean? That was great. Mm-hmm. And it was good to sit back and watch these women argue when we already didn't like their attitude. This is a prime example of some people who needed to stay just in scripted television, just like Kelly Price needed not to go to reality TV. Because then it's you don't just, like them. We all loved Maya Wilkes. But now we hate Golden Brooks.
I really didn't care for Maya Wilkes anyway either. I actually didn't like any of the girlfriends except Toni. And Toni got on my nerves a lot
and
too.
And Joan.
Joan was all right.
Or Tracy Ellis Ross is who we really
Tracy
like.
Ellis Ross is who I love. That's who we like. But Joan was annoying as hell. Like she just, I loved Joan, but Joan was just aggravating. Like
Toni was the one who always fucked up the little boy Jabari.
Yeah,
she always fucked up his name. She was a bitch.
Jury, that's what I she ended up
jury duty one time.
So fucked up.
Toni and why is her name
Maya?
Lynn.
No, Toni in A Different World.
Okay, nobody knows.
Whitley. Yep. Toni and Whitley were the inspiration behind me and Carucci's name.
Okay.
Yeah, because Whitley's...
Because that's like legit what I... When I don't know how to say... I don't know how to say your name. I don't know how to spell it. I don't know what's going on here. And I don't really care enough to actually do the research to figure it out. So I'm just going to say whatever I want because you know who I'm talking about anyway. Right. But then I stopped because it wasn't funny to me anymore. And then now all of a sudden, I guess it's like racist. That's what I heard.
Oh, well, yeah. Probably. Well, so
she's on like a web show now. Do you know this bitch X?
Who?
Are you talking about Golden Brooks?
Carucci.
X like what?
Carucci. Shade, but yes.
Okay.
Carucci is on like a web white web series.
Okay. No, stop that.
Like a online soap opera. That's what it looks like.
Probably. Yeah.
It does.
Like one of them bitches. You know what I'm saying?
It looks like something that was like produced in like a Traffic or like, you know, like a Hollister.
Yeah. But she's not like even Hollister, American Eagle.
Right.
But getting back to Hollywood Divas though, because I don't know where we are going now.
I just love Countess Vaughn.
I really love Countess Vaughn.
So my thing about Countess was,
why would you do that?
Are you going to be able to do Come Tomorrow? Yes.
Please tell me. I had to get rid of
the oozing and swelling, or whatever she said. Ooh. They remember when she came back and with her shoes off because her name wasn't on the car sheet. So she ran out there trying to find
it. And that's when we found out she's from Oklahoma.
And then for everybody to just turn
everybody
and look at me.
I know everybody when they said Oklahoma.
Yes, we sure will take our shoes off.
I could absolutely see Crystal being on a set somewhere with her shoes off.
Yes.
Like off on somebody. Clearly somebody's got the
we gonna figure it out right
so
the fuck now.
Yeah.
That's
like I wasn't even looking at her crazy. I was just like, yeah, that looks like the procedure we would take.
Like what we
but
would
the
do?
Fact that Paula had the fucking audacity
to
accuse Golden of wanting her broke ass, ugly ass husband.
Anybody trying to come on that fool?
Right.
Jezebel.
So call the ass Jezebel.
Okay.
Y'all are so close to the mic. Like, it's so loud.
She, Forrest, Paula's husband, he looked like a switch. Like when your mama would be like, go outside and get a switch. Go outside and give me a switch. I'm finna beat your ass. He looked like a switch.
Yes, he did. Truly. That nigga was ugly as hell.
He ugly as fuck.
Like, y'all had...
He was like pot cake. You know, like...
Like, a lot of these reality stars are like, you know, quote unquote broke, but them niggas was broke.
Them motherfuckers was broke. They were Oklahoma poor.
They were, yes. Like, where you
and
know,
that bitch was, and
somebody
like,
might need to fundraise
about,
for
think about how many times... Now, this is New York City. Think about that bitch. She really looked like a bum. Think about how many times you've seen bums, like, on the street putting on a full face of makeup. Like,
I
did,
no,
like in the act of
I won't,
the makeup
I'm not
on.
About to do that.
And remember, they showed her at the beginning of the series, she was in that hotel, she was putting on makeup.
I'm just saying, their house was regular
that bitch
as
like
fuck.
A bum, man.
Like, and it's like nothing, it's bum. Nothing wrong with being broke, because a whole lot of people are, but like.
Yeah, nah, we ain't talking about, come on
but
now.
But right, like, obviously, we're not making fun of people, but she was like.
We making fun of her.
Right, because the thing about it was, you was acting like it was something about your man that somebody else would
something
want.
Something desirable. That bitch, she acted like there was something desirable about Forrest.
Was like, bitch,
you know, you already tell you when I knew he wasn't shit. When they show what their son's name was, I'm like, oh, he obviously has no backbone. He just let her do whatever the fuck she want to do.
I mean, wonderful.
O-N-E, my
O-N-E,
nigga.
O-N-E-derful.
But what's the entire
How
thing?
Dare you?
What's the entire thing? You know, it's
she
like...
She's like a cat.
She does. She do. Like the one from Alice in Wonderland, yeah. Like a Cheshire cat.
Yes. Yes. She like a Cheshire cat. Yeah.
Yes.
She looks sneaky as fuck. Yes. With that lipstick and shit. Like the curtain.
She always looked like a villain.
Her mama was breaking her ass down every time they showed her mama, man.
Yes.
They walked in the house. She was like,
she looked like she smelled shit.
All that time for this. For this.
That's verbatim what she said.
But when she tried to act like it was cribs, it's like, and this is where the magic happens.
We're in a room with broke, dirty ass blinds on the window.
Oh, when they were fucked supposed to have like that sexy night alone, right. And she had on that slip, and there was even like sliced green apples. And
why would she think we want to see that shit?
What would make you think?
Like what?
With her hair like in a bonnet,
but now
she really thought
Elise,
we would want to see it. Yeah.
Now you see what Elise was saying when she said, I wasn't mad at you that you were with him. I was mad at
that
you.
Everybody knew.
Yes, now you see.
But why? But Elise Neal just feel like she better than all them, though, for real. Yep. Like, that's the word.
Yeah.
That's what her whole issue is. Yep. Like,
she
helped them and shit. You know what I'm saying? I helped you.
They had the nerve to talk about Lisa Wu coming from reality TV like they was not shooting no reality TV.
But let's be 100% honest. Where the fuck? Who? Where did you come from, Lisa? Who? What have you been in?
You know what? It's true.
Besides maybe something that's probably on what? Amazon Instant Video?
That's true. But you can't make fun of Kim Kardashian for getting her start by sucking dick when you in the middle of filming a porno.
It's not saying that you're. I'm not saying that they should, like, they definitely shouldn't look down on her for doing a reality show. Since they're doing a reality show, I get it. But at the same time, where the fuck did you, like, come on? It's like you're adding motherfucking K. Michelle to injury. Like, you're just saying,
like, that Todd's relationship with the show is why Lisa was there. Like, because why else would some random ex bitch from Housewives of Atlanta be?
It's bad enough that I have to read. It's bad enough that I'm trying to breathe life back into my career by doing a reality show. You gonna put this reality show ass bitch that ain't never been in shit on the show with me? Like, God, this is what it's come to.
This is the humbling.
Like, that's why.
This is the humbling.
They didn't have to say it to her, and they didn't have to make it about her. That's a total.
I mean, obviously
issue.
They had to. That's a whole story in itself.
Right. And so when they got on their reunion, okay, which don't forget, she is a reality star, so she was a pro at the reunion format. And so they wasn't gonna be able to fuck with her at the reunion, and they couldn't. As soon as Golden brought that bullshit up about a reality show, she was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Well, I tell you what, sweetie, we paved the way for you to be sitting here on this very stage you sitting on right now." Okay?
She did.
Yeah, she was like, "That show blazed trail." She's like, "So," and then this is where she twisted the knife.
And where is the lie?
This where she twisted the knife. She was like, "So just like people know you internationally for being an urban actress, they know me too." She called that bitch an urban actress.
Well,
she marginalized that her was the ass shame. And pissed
like,
her off.
So everything Golden was mad about, Lisa hit all the bullet points. Like,
and you
one,
can't
like,
even argue.
She was so good at that because
she
that's
came from the
show.
School of motherfucking
she
Real
started
House
a whole bunch of them fucking arguments in that show too. She would
she
come
did.
Through all the time
I didn't
and be
like her.
Oh, nobody shouted that bitch out. Hey, why didn't you say anything to her? Oh, did you say that she was fat? Oh, what you so mad about? Oh, what?
Yeah,
just take one more sip. Like, she was just it. Like, that was her whole thing. It's like
she was there.
And you couldn't act. And when Elise came out and was like, someone needs to come in. This shit is terrible.
She told her to move her chair.
I can't, you know, I have the wilds on you. You're not going to be able to see that.
Like, hey, you know, that's just how she talks.
What was her line? Raymond!
And every time somebody would say something, Lisa would say something, like she would interject just to be heard. Like, just have a casual conversation. Just say something.
Just looks so bad.
Just say, Tay, just have a casual, this is Lisa Wu. Have a casual conversation.
Yeah, so the other day I was, you know, just fixing my shoes and then.
Yeah, you know, because you got to fix those shoes.
That's what she does.
That's exactly.
That's what she does.
What the fuck she does. You know, every time, that's what she does. She does it every time, all the time. Yep.
Yes, and she talks just like that, like she's so excited about whatever.
I know, she's
mundane
just so excited.
Thing.
You just hear it, and she's excited.
The whole
that
season.
Is exactly. That's why I used to hate her, man.
I
hated her for that shit.
But she was right.
I hated her.
About that whole thing.
I knew she was never going to get pregnant. Soon as he left the NBA, left the NFL, she left him. Next thing I knew, as soon as I saw he had gotten dropped and not picked back up, I was like, they gonna get a divorce.
Yeah,
because that's the only
reason. I think everybody knew it. Oh well.
Did anybody watch Nene and them?
No.
Oh I did. Yeah. Shout out to my homegirls.
I'm behind a few episodes. The last one I saw was when Apollo was mad because Phaedra took the kids away from the house when he was gonna be sentenced. What the fuck?
Okay.
Great. Oh, wow, that was nasty.
That was very, very gross.
Really, Dustin? Y'all should be glad there's no cameras in the studio because Dustin just did something so
All high. I saw was Nene saying, "You think that you're a good friend?" Or some shit like that, arguing with Cynthia and Cynthia doing her best to keep up.
Oh, my God. Wait, no, that's a lie. I saw last week's episode. Yes,
and then she walked away and she came back fake crying. And then they like hugged and they were both wearing white.
Yeah.
Well, Cynthia,
and I can tell you. And then they walked out.
I can tell you now that Cynthia is over it. She has completely moved on. She's very much so vocal about it now. And so I'm happy for her. I hate me.
Great. Okay.
I thought you meant from Uncle Ben because it was, there could be nothing further.
Just like Nene's name is Peter. And you know,
No, it's not that I dislike Peter. I just don't understand how Peter has the nerve. To talk to Cynthia the way he does when he does not have a job and depends on her money to live. That's what I don't get.
Shout out to Claudia Jordan shaking the table and about to completely break the legs off of the table in the weeks coming.
What does she do for a living?
She's a radio co-host on Ricky Smiley.
Oh,
and okay. She's a correspondent for like all them HLN shows and shit.
Right.
I see.
Shout out to Demetria McKinney.
Who is that?
She's coming up this Sunday. My girl, she's an actress in Atlanta. So I have like.
So these are your friends?
Yeah, I have friends on the show. So
I was wondering why you were being nice.
Let's just move forward then.
Okay.
Because I think like 95% of the people on that show. I don't even like Riley.
Are you friends with Portia?
Riley is the GOAT. They be forgetting that's Joyce grandbaby.
Because
what she, the way she let Todd's daughter that looked just like him.
She had to let her know. She had to let her know, this is my house, bitch.
And then told her there's really nothing, you know, going on that time of night that she should be doing. And so the girl was like, "You're going to regret that when you get my age." And Riley was like, "Yeah, but by then, never mind.
And then Candy
was like, "No, go on and say it, Riley."
This is my thing with Candy.
But I'll be in college.
I'll be wanting somebody to mush Candy so bad. Because at some point, you have to take your fucking family accountable for being some fucking assholes. Like, you just have to do it. At the end of everything.
Drag him in this bitch.
And after every single thing that your mama has done to not only fuck with the people that you allegedly care about, fuck with you. Like, your mama tried to do some old spy versus spy shit on your fiance at the time.
Right.
And you don't even give a fuck. Like,
no, man, she let that old bitch do whatever the fuck she want to do. Mama Joyce is a bull in a china cabinet.
She looked like Carol from Where the Wild Things Are. You remember Where the Wild Things Are? Like those big, like that's like exactly that what Mama what Joyce looked like.
Is it on Arnold or it's a girl on a cartoon. She looks like I can't think of it, but
about Arthur.
Arthur! Oh, the thing God. On is it
talking about
DW. That's what she looks like.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
That's what she looks like.
She does look like DW though.
Thank you. My nigga coming through in a clutch.
I can't stand
her. Because you knew exactly what I was talking about.
I cannot.
Because I didn't. Because
she looks exactly like her.
And you did.
And so then when people be talking about, listen, I will fuck your mama's ass up. And the kid is like, you think I'm just going to let you jump on my mama? And obviously you have to have loyalty to your mama because you ain't going to fuck with my mama either. But at the same time, I will come to my mama if she's being a complete asshole and be like, you're being an asshole. And you should calm down. I'm paying for you to live anyway. Buying that bitch houses and all kinds of shit. A brand new one.
And then you know she let her get away with all the shit that she had done to that old house. Like, did you see that house? Gutted and ruined all the bathrooms.
It was like he stole all the fixtures in the house.
And furthermore, Mama Joyce allegedly has...
That's how it looked when you find out somebody on drugs. Like, you go to their house and all the shit they could sell is sold. And you're like, where's all the money? Like, that's how you know people be on drugs, right? For real.
Justin.
You ain't never heard no shit like that?
So, anyway.
Yeah. I'm
telling you.
Do you want to talk about Dawn Richard's face?
Who?
I absolutely do
not. Dawn. She looks beautiful. She does.
Whoever she is.
You know who the
whoever's face that is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what catalog she got it from. I just know that I saw it before and after, and it looked like two totally different people.
You know,
That's the point.
I'm going to be really PC about this.
To get a whole new face, though?
As long as
That's literally what you're doing.
Listen. As long as the music and the performances are there, that is why I'm here. What she chooses to do with her face and ass or whatever the fuck is her business.
I mean, you know, I don't even too much know who she is, but somebody did show me the picture.
I know, girl.
All right. I know that's your friend. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings.
No, listen. I'm just glad that you have found some sort of interest.
Because all of y'all's musician friends be getting their feelings when I say something about them. So please tell her not to be offended. She just look way different.
Look at you thinking your opinion means that much to people.
Oh, I would hate to pull up some receipts. I would really hate to pull up.
I don't really give a shit, bitch. You just want to start something.
You got to be started.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Nigga, you posted a fucking ad for this reunion show, too.
Yeah, man.
What?
An ad.
My homeboy is the producer.
I'm okay.
Wow. So you just basically work for.
No, it's my friend.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Now y'all are all my friends. Y'all know I love my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I actually don't know what's going on.
You know that.
I mean, I know that. I just don't know what we're talking about.
You be leaving shit up to misinterpretation.
Everybody knows you, my nigga. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I introduced you as
That's what I'm saying.
I acted like Elise Neal, and I introduced you as my best friend, my BFF.
My fave. That's what she told me.
My fave.
And Lisa Wu said it. I just want to know.
See, there she goes. That's like, another instance when she started
finding
some shit,
something to cause some a bullshit problem about, man.
So, you guys, what are your plans for Christmas?
To drink, pull up. Okay. I just want to be fucked up with my friends. I'm not going back home to Michigan because I was just there for Thanksgiving and I gave thanks, so I'm good.
Okay.
So I'm not going back. I'm going to be in town, I think, and maybe even for New Year's if don't nothing come up.
Okay.
Right.
So, and you, sir? Asante, why aren't you just sitting there?
I will be sitting my black ass at home for the rest of the year. Well, any day that I can get off from work, I will be at my black ass at home.
For you.
Like Sealy.
I'm just a
sitting
mess
in my room like Sealy.
For you. What were you just out there talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, we did the Mary J. Blige shuffle. Yeah.
Anyway.
But no, I'm talking about in the lobby. We were eating Chipotle, which I guess.
Oh my God.
I do now.
Yeah.
That was so good.
It was randomly really good.
It was randomly really good. I don't understand that. Because I usually fucking despise Chipotle, but I'm also like feeling great right now.
Oh, so you love your Chipotle?
Feeling great, feeling good. How are you? What?
Please tell me because I love it so much.
What the fuck?
It's Countess Vaughn.
Y'all are just the most random people. No,
look, Paula J. Parker was like, well, you can have the chicken, so you just got to fry it differently. And then you can
Her broke ass always got to find a way to make do. That's how she knew an alternate solution and shit, because that bitch always broke. Got
to
figure out a way.
Differently.
Right.
And Countess looked at her and was like,
Countess ain't get it because she didn't have money since she was nine. She was on 227. Yeah,
she didn't have a lot of money for a while. So Countess is just like,
Countess was like, girl, I don't know nothing about
she made me want to like spit on Pearl Grape. Like she made me like she made me, like
right.
She made me so mad. Like I was like, how dare that old raggedy ass bitch be so mean?
Like, and that was back when you could be real fucked up to kids and people just kind of let it slide. Like the fucking 70s and 80s.
Nobody wanted to work with kids in showbiz. No motherfucking way.
Nobody.
It was like kids just really wasn't respected.
Right.
Anyway.
She said that girl was fat, black, and ugly. That's what she called her. And Countess Vaughn was like, what, seven?
That is
or
so
some
sad.
Shit?
That's terrible.
And it affected her career, bro.
It always keeps going back to this damn show.
But was it? Never mind.
Was it so good?
Look at all of Moesha and her friends. Niecy, Kim. Good.
This is so
I
want to
be friends with Shaw Jackson.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. She seems fun. We would have a good time.
She seems regular as fuck.
Yeah, I like regular bitches.
She does seem like she's a fun time.
Right.
Okay. And I did like Niecy, but I preferred Kim. But Kim don't even talk like Kim.
So no, the UPN.
Okay.
Kim, I wonder if she can still sing the Parker theme song.
Or
probably
the TiVo song.
Mama killed him.
Kill TiVo.
What was the one where Six was singing?
She was like,
why would anyone listen to this?
She sounded like that show Dinosaurs that used to come on.
What is wrong with you?
Countess Vaughn sound like that.
Mr. President.
Countess Vaughn sound like that Dinosaur, not the mama, like that show. That's how Countess Vaughn sound.
Oh, shit.
I'm over it.
That is terrible.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to Houston like I do every year.
Hey. I'm on that 8th
town. Coming down. And on the ground. Yes.
On the
ground. So last year I bought like 7 copies of self-titled and just gave those out for gifts.
So this year you're giving them the deluxe?
No, this year my rule was to just buy presents for the kids. So nobody grown got anything. Like my cousins and all that, I just got shit for their kids. Like y'all just getting presents for your kids, because I can't be getting presents for everybody I'm kin to.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna get my parents.
Me too.
I want to get them like something expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything that they would just like shit and die if you just showed up with it? Just showed up.
I don't know. Like, I have Jamaican immigrants as parents, so they're just happy to have lights on. You know they just want to like.
You know what you could do. Get them like all new furniture, like straight up, like make over the crib, like.
Well, I want to like give them something like, that I can just give them right there.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like they can set the other shit up.
But they, mom, like I can't. I'd have to take them to go get the furniture they want.
You know what they like. Think about it.
I absolutely can't do that.
I would never do that.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could furnish my parents' house.
No, my mom would be like, but I liked my divan, so put it back. Did nobody ask you to come in here and change all my stuff?
Right,
I can't do that to my mama, but I do want to think of something great.
Think about all the times they whooped your ass. So
well,
guess what?
But I also deserved it.
This is why I need to just put out titties on your back so I can make it a number one single and buy them cars. Yep. That's easy. I just want to be so fucking wealthy to where that's like what I just do as a gift. Like, you see, rappers, they don't know how to buy gifts for niggas either. They just be like, I can afford a car. Here you go. It's like, you can have 6 cars and somebody buy you another one. What you gonna do? I have too many cars.
You want to know the best example of that dumbass shit you're talking about? French Montana bought Diddy an Escalade for his birthday this year.
But Diddy is worth about 800 million times more money.
That's like the worst gift you can ever buy.
Terrible.
Like, that dumbass motherfucker bought Diddy an Escalade.
That, Diddy can't even give like, that to what? His kids. Right? Like,
yeah, he's not even giving like Justin or like.
It doesn't
like,
mean his security like, standards.
Not even the twins.
Quincy gonna look at that shit like. You
the twins probably got
this?
It right now as like a play vehicle. Like,
right.
Like, that's they
like bounce house
cars,
right? Just to drive around.
That's
like
power wheels.
The driveway, because you know the driveway is like miles and miles and miles of land.
Right. Why would you? Charlamagne said when he's out to dinner with rich people, he don't never even offer to pay, and I feel like this is the same kind of like sentiment, like. Nigga, if it's a rich nigga birthday, what the fuck you look like buying this nigga a car? Like, this nigga could buy you. Like,
he's
it wouldn't
so
even be
dumb,
nothing to
man.
Him. French Montana is a joke, though.
He is, and fuck him for fucking with my girl Trina, man.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'll forever be team Trina.
And his wife.
And his.
Let's not forget his wife and children that he abandoned.
Wife and children as well. That he
I feel
just...
bad about the kids, but, you know.
How did we even get on French Montana?
What do you hope you get for Christmas? Or what's something that you would like to have for Christmas?
What do I want?
You know
Christmas?
What? As I don't get Christmas presents. Like,
also.
There's just no reason for anybody to give me a present. I have like a Secret Santa with some of my friends, which I haven't even picked out a gift. So whoever drew my name, I'm sure is really annoyed. But
5 months free ring.
Hey. Otherwise, my auntie will give me like $20 for scratching her head. And I'm good. Like, I don't really get... Like, I feel like if you're not a certain age, or like if you have a boo, then you might get presents. But like, people don't just be going out their way to give your grown ass a present. Not like, just not in general, I don't think.
And a man with a lot of money.
I really put thought into that answer.
Hey!
Hey! And what you gonna get your boy? Oh, baby.
Hey! A little bit of this. I want a little bit of that. I want a whole lot of this, and I want a whole lot of that.
Which night? The birth of Christ, no doubt. That's what it's all about. Let me stop the beat for a sec. Show some respect.
That's my shit, okay?
I love that fucking song. What do you want for Christmas time?
Well, I don't get presents either, but if somebody's listening, I want them wireless Beats by Dre headphones because they don't fleek. But
oh, I actually can't think of anything I want.
Like, that's pretty much it. I do all this bullshit all year and kind of just treat myself here and there. So
you want the matte black on blacks?
Yes, bitch. Like, I want to get my motherfucking Escalade.
You stupid.
No, I don't want no goddamn
Escalade. Destin, do you want something for Christmas?
I do.
What?
I want a Mont Blanc pen, seriously.
Okay.
Like, I want, I feel like that's some mature thing that, like, a man needs to have. So I want a really nice Mont Blanc pen. Mm-hmm. I want some merino wool sweaters for work. You know what I'm saying? I need a couple of different, you know, a couple of those.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. That stuff I'm about to get, like, tomorrow. But anyway. But no, I really do want a Mont Blanc pen this year. That's really all I want. I've been wanting one else. And you know what else would be nice? An aquarium.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
but you gotta give me like the service plan where the people come clean it too for like a year.
Okay.
Oh yeah, cause I'm not doing that.
Right.
What do you want, Kid Fury?
I want so many things.
Tell me.
I truly cannot think of one.
Hey, tell me what you need. Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, babe. Hey, tell me.
Did y'all wait? Okay, let me say what I like. What I want.
Yes.
For Christmas
what do you
first.
Want for Christmas?
Oh my goodness! I want so many.
I know what I'm. What I'm gonna get you if we exchange gifts.
I want like, for Keisha Cole to leave us alone for the rest of the life. Okay.
She is. She got put in jail. Did you see that?
Oh, did she actually get arrested?
It's 30 days. What? 30 days. And this fool, shout out to Love Deluxe on Twitter. He gonna say, I wanna thank the judge in the Keisha Cole case for getting her off the streets.
y'all dumb as hell.
He's just laughing at this woman going to jail.
No, what do you want for Christmas though?
I don't know. Y'all I think I shit. Just want I don't know, think maybe like a want. Sound bar or some like nice speakers or something.
Oh, do you, because I just realized, remember when I gave you that Wii? I just realized that the sensor bar, I didn't give it to
you.
Yeah,
you said that before to me on the show.
Oh, I have?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I saw it again the other day. I need to give you that.
Okay.
My
so
bad.
Maybe that's about it. But I was just thinking that I had a thought, and now I don't have that thought anymore. So
who'd have thunk it?
Who'd a thunk it?
Well, good hopefully God. Your thought will come back like
your thought?
Dustin Ross.
I don't have none of those.
Dustin Ross
don't get
back.
Him started again.
Oh, D'Angelo's album. Did y'all listen to D'Angelo's album?
Yes. I haven't
had a no, to but to I'm it. Going to.
I did.
I just don't have my hopes up. I feel like everybody that was good and left, they're not going to come back and be good again. I've never seen it happen. So I'm just like.
But D'Angelo's album is good.
Yeah.
It is.
It's just never. That's it.
It's really good.
That's why they call them glory days, because you know what I'm saying?
It's easy for me to zone out if I'm not looking at the lyrics while I'm listening because I can't understand like almost anything he's saying. But it sounds really fucking good.
It's very jazzy, but it's just. I think a lot of people are excited that D'Angelo has an album out, you know, because it's been so long and he's so great. And it's really good jazz. It's like it's good music. But I just kind of feel like it's being a little hyped. Like I feel like when I woke up the morning and everybody had it on Instagram, I was like, are y'all even D'Angelo fans?
Well, I don't think I saw it on Instagram.
Well, yeah, you follow like people that you like have known for your whole life that don't give a fuck about Instagram anyway, that don't really post anything.
Oh, that's true.
But like their family.
Never mind. That's right.
So for the rest of us,
look how pleased she is too.
She's so satisfied.
That's right. Party people. On the floor.
Come on.
All we do is give a ball. That's right.
That's right.
We got DJ Taz in the house. So what'd you think of the pink print? I'm done.
Oh, big Taz.
y'all just not gonna let it go.
Shout out to Atlanta, man.
Yeah, yeah,
gotta do that. Actually,
go ahead though.
What did you think of the pink print?
This is the pink print. Well, I like it. I'm, you know, I think she's made some good choices. I think that it's well rounded.
Okay.
I think that she can sell the album to a lot of different, you know, for like pop shit, rap shit, you know. And when she's good, she's good. So the pink print, fuck it. It's a lot better than Lil' Kim's album.
I haven't heard all Lil of Kim's the pink album. Print.
No.
But did you see her baby daddy posted me Nicki Minaj?
Who's baby daddy?
Lil' Kim's. Nigga.
Oh my God. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Posted a picture of Nicki as like his woman crush Wednesday.
Oh, damn.
So like, they not still together.
So
that's the ultimate, like.
Clearly
the,
not.
You know how insulted Lil' Kim is? Like. Think about that's, everything she said.
Don't men are just as petty as women.
Yeah.
Like
that was
of
up.
All the like
Ray J pushing Princess into the pool. That was petty. That was so
it
petty.
Was
now listen, she came at him fast. And I feel like that was instinctive.
Oh, listen, I'm not faulting Ray J. Those are some great instincts.
Ray J is a piece of shit.
He is. Like, he is. I just want you to knock her out one time.
Yeah, that was so true.
And it was like. That was after the pool push.
That was. It was like a spark went off in her brain and was like, okay, so I'm going to do what he said. Like
he trained her.
She didn't even think about it. He was, I want you to knock her out. Bam, there it is. Let's just fight.
She said, you want me to? And boom, did it.
Like dumping her monostat out in the middle of the party and shit.
You know,
though.
All
like,
these bitches think they're Jocelyn Hernandez, though.
And they never. Will be.
And
is that something to achieve?
Masika looked like Frogger.
Masika had. Okay. She sounded like Frogger too.
Oh
man.
She was trying to look like Jocelyn Hernandez.
She all of them dirty. Were she looked just like she needs so to wash much. Her damn face.
She got to scrub the
maybe
it's the
way
off.
Her lips are. I don't
her
know.
And Paula must get their makeup done in the same place. They both look like dead people.
I haven't heard
they
a single
look like
song.
They got their makeup done at paintball.
You really cracked yourself
like
up.
Like it just exploded on their face.
I thought you were about to say like they got it done at Michael's.
Joanne Fabric.
Cryline.
I hate y'all.
I forgot.
Chrysler.
Oh, Tay, did you listen to the pink print?
You know what? You did this to me. You played a song where she was, there was a piano that played.
Grand Piano.
She proceeded to sing.
Oh, yeah, you did that to me,
that
too.
Was the first thing that I have heard, and I am actually going to put listening to this album on hold until I can feel like, and no, you're laughing, but.
That nigga said she pending.
But I have to, yep, she is. I have not yet received the pink print. It's still sitting there waiting for me to open the message.
This is the thing. I'm always going to love Nicki Minaj. Like, I'm all, because she's just so, like, I feel like she's very genuine, like, in the way that she carries herself a lot of the times. I think that she's a goofball and she's nutty and she's fun and she says a lot of really cool things sometimes. But then I just have no faith in terms of an album. Like, I just don't feel like I'm gonna get an album from Nicki Minaj that's just like, this is you've put out three so far, and all of them have been, like, how you have, like, a, like...
He going off.
I'm just saying, no, like, off. What is this? Like, it's not...
Are y'all... Okay.
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? All I'm saying is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. First of all, yes. Grand Piano. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about...
No.
No.
Go ahead. No. Say it. Say it.
Go you ahead, Mrs. Whitmore. Mrs. Whitmore.
You don't really, like, I don't want to hear Nicki Minaj sing. Like, I just don't, like, and it's not even at that all. Her voice is, like, wretched, because she doesn't have, like, this just terrible voice.
I like it when she sings.
Sometimes it's fun. Like, Pills and Potions, the singing on that wasn't, like, right. It kind of has
she
to,
has
like,
a
the hip-hop R&B.
I lied. I wish I could play it right now.
I just don't want to hear you like, singing no Celine Dion, Rihanna-ass ballad. I just don't.
No.
I'm not interested in that. What? That's not. I just feel like she should recognize her strength.
Oh, and you also played another song for me that was Dark Horse, which.
The one with Ariana Grande. And oh, you know
I
something?
Like
I don't mind that song.
Like
but it's also Dark Horse and Black Widow. Even like the Beyonce song. The only parts of the Beyonce song that I like are the ones Beyonce. That are clearly written by SZA. When like even what did Beyonce say? The world stopped.
Mm-hmm. Stop the world. World star. On.
Even that was like an all right. How you got a song with Beyonce on it and it's okay?
I haven't heard a single song that I liked.
The only song on there that, like the only song on there that really stands the fuck out and shows like how talented. No. Four Door Vent Door.
Hell yeah, man.
And what is that song?
The shit.
Little Kim and Biggie Smalls.
Please.
That shit sounds exactly like vintage right. Lil' Kim and Biggie.
Yep.
Anyway,
see, that's why Lil' Kim mad though, because she hears it and she's like, damn, that's what I should have
done. I wish that this is what I still sounded like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All I'm saying is I just have to recognize her as like a corporation at this point. Because I feel like her albums are meant to please a bunch of different
demographics.
I don't like that.
And it just doesn't work for me. Like, right. It's not to say that she is a bad artist or a bad musician. It just doesn't blend together well for me. So she's going to have shit that stands out, and then she's going to have shit that I just can't get with. And I can't get with a whole song of you singing California King Band or whatever. Like, I can't do it. It's just not for me. Rihanna That's not for me.
Okay.
That she did sing the
But
fuck
I don't
want
to hear Nicki Minaj do it.
But I'm not interested in hearing Nicki Minaj do it.
Because everybody knows, I know, like, the words to most of Nicki Minaj's features. Like, I love some Nicki Minaj.
I love Nicki Minaj.
But her albums, I always have, like, a delayed reaction to them because it's so much. It's like, I wanted to hear Nicki Minaj, like, come hard, like, on a
And
rap
some of that
level,
shit didn't even need to be on
there's
there.
There's too much going on. And that's why I was like, I just have to wait. Because, like, when she re-released or did Roman Reloaded, I was feeling some songs and I was like, oh, okay. But it's like there's just so much going on, like I can't process this right now.
At least she stopped dressing like Bulma or something. Like she stopped
dressing like MoMA. That's what you said.
Bulma, like she thought she
said MoMA, like the music,
right? Like she at Comic Con, she stopped dressing like a fucking.
She wouldn't
anime
even dress
character.
Like she was at Comic Con. She was dressing like she was at the damn Scholastic Book Fairs and shit. Like
bitch, did you say the Scholastic Book Fair?
Yes,
I'm over you.
Shit.
Anyway, So yeah, is that our Christmas? Well, do you want to? We have like 10 more minutes.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and then come right back.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we hadn't taken a break. So let's do that.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, which helps making a website something that can be really fun and easy instead of something that's tough and difficult for people who don't understand a lot about coding or that sort of thing. Squarespace is fantastic. You can go over to squarespace.com and check it out. And they have the all new Squarespace 7. It comes with a newly designed interface and 15 new templates. It can integrate with Google Apps and Getty Images, so you can take care of all your stock image needs right there in the same place that you manage your site. And it comes with all of the great classic Squarespace features that we already use and love on This Is The Read.com, like 24/7 support via live chat and email. Like I've said before, I hit them up in the middle of the night and they get right back to me, so it's great. If you keep a busy or irregular schedule, they have a responsive design so your website looks great on the computer or on the phone. They have a commerce option so that you can create your online store and move your shit off of Instagram. And it's only $8 a month and you get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com, offer code FURY. They can make it so fast and easy to create a website. Like I said, I use it on thisistheread.com and I absolutely love it. Squarespace, start here and go anywhere. Now let's get back to the show.
Raymond! You wanna fuck? That's cool, but you gotta be the greatest. Charter, take me to Prada, buy me the latest.
Charter a jet, fly me to Vegas. It's the ain't that whole faded.
All right, so we're back and now what are we doing, Kid Fury?
We are about
family. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
We are family.
No, I was just trying to do an accent.
A giant tree reaching out towards the sky. We are family. We are so much more than just you and I. We are.
No, we don't have to keep going.
Yeah, we don't have to keep going. So this is just like a nice light Christmas episode about whatever in the fuck, nothing and absolutely whatever.
Christmas, man. Good memories. What's your favorite Christmas memory?
My favorite Christmas memory.
I ain't got none because I didn't celebrate Christmas growing up.
Were you Jehovah's Witness?
So now I still don't celebrate Christmas because it's too fucking expensive.
Okay.
It's very irritating at that time of year to be in public anywhere. And I hate it. If I had kids, it would probably be different. But my grown ass don't need Christmas.
My favorite memories from Christmas was when we were like very, very, very young. I'd say 6s and 7 year olds. And my dad used to always give each of his boys, me and my two younger brothers, he would give us these huge boxes. Like every year we would get a giant, and it was really just a cardboard box that was filled with a bunch of gifts.
That's so dumb.
So in it would be like a Game Boy and then like a whole bunch of little toys and then like a shit ton of candy and clothes. Like it was like a box full of
like a kid's dream.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what he would do for each of us like every year until we, you know, got to become too old for this shit. Like, but I just remember like every Christmas seeing that huge box with the From Daddy on it.
I want one like, now. Let yeah. me, right. I want one now, but I wanted to say to Daddy.
You always have
but
to
But I want one
up.
Now. Can you imagine somebody giving you? That's a really good idea. So anybody that's listening, if you're looking for something to give you a boo, that's the move right there.
Yes. Make sure it's
but
worth
just
it.
Don't make it too big.
Well, it's too late now because
car.
This is coming out on
don't
Christmas.
Make it too big because then they think it's a car and be disappointed when they open it up and it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, bitch, I thought this was a fucking convertible.
Why would you get a convertible?
You are so stupid.
Well, because like you, know, you get a convertible. That's like if you're gonna buy somebody a car like as a gift, wouldn't you think it would be like a convertible, like a sports car or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Asante, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Yeah, it's very specific too. I just remember like kind of that feeling that you have when you like wake up and you're anticipating like going to like have presents and shit. I remember like being just young as fuck and me and my sister were like, we had a bunk bed and just waking up and trying to sneak around and find the gifts and shit. And I still remember, I just said this the other day, my mom was wrapping gifts. And I thought that she was wrapping my gifts because I saw like the Power Rangers toys and shit. And I was like, oh, this bitch got me Power Rangers. But I didn't get the goddamn Power Rangers toys. But she got me a fucking electronic like race car. And it was like the best Christmas gift ever. Like I remember at that moment, like I remember my mom saying to me, like, you worked really hard and I got you this race car.
Aww.
And then like it got fucked up like the next day because somebody drove over the shit. But she bought the insurance on it, got me a new one. And I remember saying to myself, I worked so hard and I was rewarded with this motherfucking race car. I can do anything. Like, that was like the greatest gift ever.
That's what I'm talking about.
So she didn't do the whole Santa Claus thing?
No, it was a present, but like I caught that bitch. Like, oh. Well, my mom is not a bitch. Hold on, let me just refresh.
Cause she listens to the show. So.
Shout out to you, girl. But yeah, just trying to find the gifts, and then like finding gifts, and she's like wrapping them and saying, "Oh, these ain't yours." And you're like, "Oh yeah, right, girl. Like I know those are my gifts. We got you." But then those weren't the gifts that I got. But yep. I got something way better.
She tried to tell you.
I think that we did Santa. Maybe when I was in like kindergarten or some at some like age where it was a little too early to be like Santa is not real, like because all these other little white kids at the school I send you to are talking about how Santa is about to storm through and shower you with everything, and so it was just kind of like I remember maybe like I like remember one Christmas where I saw a From Santa, and I was kind of like, we live in Miami, we ain't got no chimney. There's no like, and we have like barred windows and everything. Like, right. Nigga, you didn't come. Like, what's going right. on? And so finally, my mother, I vividly remember my mother telling me one day, like, you're too old for this, and there's no white man that is coming. And spend. I am the one who was working and going because my mama was in school at that time too. Like, she was getting her master's and her CPA or some shit. I am the one who was busting my ass and bought you all these expensive clothes and books and video games and all kinds of. We put that underneath the street.
That's right.
Don't get it fucked up.
That's right.
My mama encouraged Santa Claus for a while. Like, I think throughout most of elementary school, And then one day she was just like, okay. Because I asked her, why is it that you and Santa Claus have the exact same handwriting? Like, on the presents, yo, it says from ass. Santa, but it looks just
like, because I'm Santa.
She was like, girl, sit the hell down. Sit the hell down or some shit like that. Like, she
can
was
you
over
imagine
me.
Saying that to like a little child?
And then just bust out crying.
Right. I would like fuck my child. No, let me see. This is why I can't do it. I would fuck my kid's head up. Because then from that. There, I would like climb up on the roof and like make you think that it was like some reindeer up there or like.
I'll never get one
pick
year.
Pick you up and you would see like a Santa costume in the back seat or something like that. Like,
that
I would
shit
just,
sound like American Horror Story.
Right. Like keep it up and make you think that I was really Santa.
You're going to fuck with your kid.
Okay.
One year I got a jewelry box and it was like really nice. I thought that I could stay up and then just as long as I went anytime after midnight, it was technically Christmas, so I could just get my ass up and go, right? Like, obviously. So I go in the living room at like midnight and my mama and daddy are in there wrapping shit up and told me to go back to bed. So I was like, it's hard to lie about Santa Claus after that point. But anyway, the point is that I got a jewelry box.
Can you imagine how they did? Imagine being the parent. Hey, you, the main thing you're trying to do was hide it from the kids. That's why you waited all night and everything. And then they ass come around the corner while you were in the middle of pulling it off. You know what I'm saying?
Pissed.
I know they was like, get your ass, go back up.
You talk about ruining some shit.
I had to be livid.
Yeah.
I'd have been so fucking
like bitch, I still got all that work soon.
It's not
lying
even
to
the
kids
point.
That you gotta see every fucking day. So you gotta continue the lie.
And don't let it be your mama either, cause she still gotta get up to cook the damn dinner and
damn,
breakfast
man.
And shit. Like,
you blew mama. It, man.
Oh yeah.
So you blew it.
I'm 9 and I ruined Christmas.
That's right. That's right.
Because I was smart enough to figure out that
yes!
Bitch, you guessed
that's
it.
Why.
You was right.
Yes.
Anyway, I got this really nice jewelry box, and my
that was a good gift for
my daddy
girls,
bought
like
it for,
box.
But it was that's like cute. A nice yeah. jewelry box, and my mom, my
like
daddy bought it for me, and didn't tell my mama. And when she saw it, she was pissed because
so
all I had was
$600.
Like, well, no, because all I owned was plastic jewelry. Like, why would you buy a jewelry box for somebody who don't even have pierced ears? Like, it just didn't make no damn sense. So she took it from me right there at Christmas. And she put it in her room.
She was still scornful because you ruined the night before.
You know
she
what?
Was still
the night before. The years before. Because no, they kept that shit going from day one. Listen. She ruined all that time, man.
My mama set it up in the bedroom, in
and
their
not
bedroom.
Just for her. For her siblings, too. Oh like, she fucked up a whole unit.
Anyway, she put all her jewelry in it and everything. She just took my jewelry box, and she still has it.
yo, I got to meet your mom, man. I swear to God.
Yo, she jacked you for your jewelry box.
You go to my mama's house right now, okay. In the room, on the dresser, is my jewelry box from like
a
20 years ago.
That you ain't never going to be.
And it's
like,
so funny.
You always going to be.
Because
bitch, I got her jewelry box.
Listen, Dustin was talking about how great of a gift that was for a little girl. He's like, it's a keepsake. And it's your mama's keepsake. It's like your mama stole your keepsake.
And every time I see it, and she will tell you, she was too young for that damn jewelry box.
She meant that
shit. I didn't even have pierced ears.
You ain't even earned it back years.
Like, damn, dog.
Like, you didn't even come
damn.
Of age to
I'm
inherit.
Still not enough
you
of a lady.
No. Still lacking.
Still, yes.
Like, oh that's crazy, man.
Not enough of a woman to have my jewelry box
oh my God.
Back.
I'm dying.
So, yeah, that was a fun Christmas.
Wow. So, let's... that's the Reed Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, which I just learned about literally like 2 days ago.
All I know is some candles.
Yo, I thought Hanukkah was like Jewish Christmas. It's not. Like,
it's days, right?
No. But like, it's just not that important to it's like on the list of important holidays. Mm-hmm. They have like Yom Kippur and all this other stuff that's way more important than Hanukkah. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. But they said when they came over here to America and, you know, everybody was doing the Santa thing since it was close to Christmas, then it just kind of got lumped in with Christmas as being some big deal. But it isn't really. Anyway, happy holidays to you, no matter what you celebrate or don't celebrate.
It's holiday.
Bitch, what?
Bitch, what?
Don't say nothing crazy.
That's why I'm whispering, bitch.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so no matter what you celebrate or what you're doing today, we hope you're having a good-ass day. And if not, we hope this made
day.
It a little bit better.
Shout out to Doughboys Cash Out.
I'm so over y'all.
This is our last little recording for the year.
Oh my God. Oh,
damn.
I loved you
what
guys.
What a crazy
man.
Year. The Reed, you've been awesome. Thanks for having us back all the time doing awesome things and having awesome shows and being awesome.
Yep. I love The Reed.
Oh, we love you guys.
I love The
and
Reed.
All of our other friends who have given us so much support over the years. And of course, all of you who listen.
We should make a theme song for The Reed. Oh, let's do it right now.
No, let's not.
No, let's not.
Let us not.
We shouldn't.
All right, that's too slow. It got to be a hit.
Moon
pick it up, make
the
bitch, you better take your chance. Moon if you like that, put it on space. And then take the hand, do your dance.
You listening to Three. You listening to Three.
You listening to
Three.
You listening to
Three.
Moon you listening to Three. Tell the car. See, bitch, I'm on the way to me. On the beach, see. Bitch, you can't see me. I'm on the way. I'm doing my thing. Bitch, listen to Three. Yeah, bitch, I'm on the way. Listen to
Bitch, that was the song. This was not. No, how dare y'all expose Moon River to the world? No, no, I don't condone this. I'm not for this.
Moon River.
Okay, so we're done, and thanks for a great year, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
There's a bomb in
New
Gilead.
Year's Eve or whatever.
There is a bomb in Gilead.
Okay, no, we're
Bye,
leaving.
Bye, pumpkin. Bye, bitch. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.